You Don't Know Me is a crime fiction audio drama which deals with adult themes and issues relating to violence. Listener discretion is advised.
A Listener production.
What the? Alice, sorry, I don't have to take my pants.
No, turn around. There is someone in your house.
What? What the fuck? It's just my brother.
Jesus.
Just my brother, he says. Oh, I missed you too, mate. Yeah, real awesome to see you, Noah. Jesus. And who do I have the pleasure of meeting here? Hey.
Give me my phone, Tom.
Oh, must be someone special.
Alice, hang up.
Wow, look at you. Tell me a bit about yourself, Alice. Let's get to know each other.
Maybe now's not the best time.
Oh, no need to snatch, Snowy boy.
Alice, I'm sorry. I'll call you back, okay?
If it isn't my scrawny little brother, all grown up. You've been working out, bro.
Good to see you're the same immature prick you were 8 years ago, Tom.
Still so easy to rile you up, mate.
How'd you get in here?
Mum gave me a key.
Could have heard her warn me.
The real question is, why are you dating a Lizzie lookalike? It's kind of sick, Noe boy.
What? She's not... Alice isn't... Lots of people have red hair.
I don't know. Same shade of red, same length, same little waves. Pretty weird coincidence, don't you reckon?
Why are you here, Tom?
I'm just here to have a talk. You know, brother to brother.
To make sure I keep my mouth shut. Don't worry. I'm not talking to anyone. You won't hear me on Rachel's stupid podcast.
I don't care if you talk to Rachel. And I have. My app was out today, actually. I got nothing to hide.
Well, that's not how I remember it.
Here we go. So you're still stuck on the My Brother's a Murderer bandwagon. And still stuck living with Mummy and Daddy, too. I feel sorry for you.
Someone has to be here for them.
I didn't choose to leave.
No. Oh, poor Tom. Always a victim, huh?
Forget it. I'll see you at the dinner tomorrow.
What dinner?
The one Mum's throwing in my honour. Will I get to meet Alice in the flesh?
No. She's in Thailand.
Ah, so that was long-distance foreplay I interrupted. No wonder you're all worked up. Hey, get it while you can, Noe boy. When she realises she's a freaky Lizzie lookalike, she'll run a mile. Hey, buddy. Hey, ease up.
Get the fuck out.
Go on, hit me. I know you want to.
You're not worth it. Alice, hey, I'm really sorry about my dickhead brother. Just call me back when you can, okay? Bye. Why the fuck did I come back here?
Noah's iPhone connected.
Okay, let's see what that smartass has to say.
I'm the first to admit I lost my cool that night. But that doesn't make me a murderer.
Is he for real?
Welcome to the second episode of The Disappearance of Lizzie Burdett. I'm Rachel Lawrence, investigative journalist and Belhaven local. That was the voice of Tom Caruso, who after a 7.5 year absence is back in Belhaven for the upcoming inquest into Lizzie's disappearance. Yours truly scooped this exclusive interview.
This should be good.
Tom Caruso, tell me, what do you think happened to Lizzie?
Well, honestly, a big part of me still does believe that, you know, she's alive.
Right. So if she were still alive, I mean, where do you think she is?
I don't know, you know, somewhere like India, maybe. I mean, she was always pretty set on going there one day, you know, learning to teach yoga, living in an ashram and that. She was into all this wellness stuff I could never, you know, really get my head around. But I think it's because she was a bit of a stress head, which not a lot of people knew about her. And don't get me wrong, you know, she was smashing it at school and super popular, but she put a lot of pressure on herself.
And you honestly believe that she'd just leave everyone, her family, her friends, without even saying goodbye?
I agree. It seems out of character. But how do you explain those sightings up near Byron? Maybe something happened after she left.
There were, in fact, several supposed sightings of Lizzie Burdett reported to police over the years. However, none of these sightings were ever confirmed and only prolonged investigations into Lizzie as a missing person.
Tom, let's get you back to July 26, 2014. You would have been 17 at the time, is that right?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people in Belhaven think you killed Lizzie that night. I'm keen to hear your version of what happened.
Well, it started out as a regular Saturday night at Caruso's, working as a dish pig with Joshy, my best mate from school. We were a pretty dynamic duo, especially when we had a party to go to. So we'd powered through a mountain of dishes and then busted Lizzie out of her Packtown duties. The party was at Gemma's, Josh's girlfriend back then, as well as, you know, Lizzie's best friend. Actually, all four of us were pretty tight. We settled in on the back deck, passed around a bottle of grappa and swiped from the old man. When we finished that off, I left for 5 minutes tops to find us some beers in the kitchen. When I got back, Josh had his arm around Lizzie and his tongue was practically in her ear.
What?
Are you claiming you saw Joshua Arnold making a move on Lizzie that night?
100%, little prick. I was ropeable. I picked him up, threw him against the wall and told him to stay the fuck away from her. Then Lizzie and I left.
That sounds pretty aggressive.
Yeah, well, Josh was way out of line and Lizzie was pretty upset.
Upset with you or Josh?
Josh, obviously, for being a scumbag. She wanted to get out of there as fast as I did.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So you weren't fighting with Lizzie that night. Doesn't that contradict what you and your brother Noah told the police at the time?
No, look, the fight happened later when we got back to my place and Lizzie tried to break up with me.
Tried?
Well, she did break up with me, yes. That was our last conversation.
That sounds like...
bad, I know. Let me explain.
Please.
Lizzie wasn't coping with Year 12. Working at Caruso's, dating me. Said it was getting too much. Her parents were on her back about her grades. She wanted to take a break till we finished school. I was madly in love with her. And I could tell she was in love with me. I wasn't going to give that up without a fight. I said I'd talk to her parents. I talked to Dad about less shifts. But she just kept saying she needed space. I was totally heartbroken. And I yelled at her to get out. To this day, I've never regretted anything more. I went after her, of course, you know, once I'd cooled down, but I couldn't find her. I assume she must have gotten a lift or called a cab.
You weren't concerned for her safety?
It's Belhaven. Everyone knows everyone. I honestly thought she'd be fine.
You do realise that may sound a little convenient to some of our listeners.
The police questioned me 4 times, Rachel. They questioned my whole family, everyone I know. They never found a scrap of evidence or laid a single charge against me. Look, I'd do anything to help find Lizzie. That's why I'm back in Belhaven.
Thanks for your time, Tom Caruso.
Bloody hell.
I don't know about you, but after that chat with Tom, I'm keen to find out more details about the last argument with Lizzie. One person I'd be very curious to hear from is Tom's younger brother, Noah Caruso.
Oh, what?
He was 15 at the time and the only one at home when Lizzie and Tom had their final fight. Noah, if you're listening, please consider this a formal invitation. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor. If you're anything like me...
iPhone disconnected.
Noah, hi.
Rachel, if you don't stop using my name in your damn podcast, I'm getting a lawyer. Back off.
Okay, just listen. I was just trying to...
Fuck!
I'm about to open the doors for lunch. You ready to roll?
Yeah, sure. Let's keep the shit show rolling, shall we?
Okay, whoa, rough day, huh?
You could say that. Hey, Soph, how would you feel about taking over as manager here? Permanently. You do such a brilliant job. You know the place back to front. It'd be a big pay jump. Win for you, win for me.
It's a tempting offer, but...
Oh, no. You are leaving.
I've been reassessing things.
Well, can't say I blame you.
I know Caruso's has been good to me, especially when Stevie was little. But I'm not convinced it's such a good fit for me anymore. Time for a fresh start and all that.
Yeah, fresh start, eh? Caruso's has gone stale.
Oh, I don't know about stale.
Yeah, more like off, rancid, putrid.
Well, it's not the easiest place to work lately, with the spotlight back on Tom and Lizzie. Especially after what her parents said on the podcast.
What do you mean?
You didn't hear it?
No. No, not yet. Look, hey, Soph, could you just stay until after the inquest, at least?
Yeah, sure thing, boss.
Oh, you are the best. Excuse me while I...
Yeah.
The Lawrence Financials. Savings advice you can trust. After speaking with Tom Caruso, I approached Lizzie's parents, Miles and Sylvie Burdett, to get their take on Tom's version of events.
Tom was always good at talking himself out of trouble.
What makes you say that, Miles?
I was always in fights at school, on the footy field, that sort of thing. Very well known he had a nasty temper.
Hmm.
And then when he cooled down, he was excellent at explaining how he'd been the victim. Oh, and his mother, Katerina, when it came to her boys, they could do no wrong. Constantly making excuses for Tom's behaviour.
Yeah.
Sylvie, is it true that you put pressure on Lizzie to break up with Tom?
Not at first. She was happy, really happy. Until...
Until we noticed the bruises.
What?
Bruises. I understand this is difficult to talk about, but can I ask where the bruises were?
On her upper arms, mostly. But I saw one or two around her neck. I was wondering why she stopped pinning her hair up. And that's when I saw them. She was trying to hide them from us.
Hmm.
Did you ask her about them?
Of course we did. She made up some lame excuse about getting them at netball, but to me they look more like wrestling injuries.
I wish I'd pushed further. If I had... She might still be with us.
It's okay, come on.
Please just take your time, Sylvie. And how do you think your daughter got those bruises, Miles?
From Tom, without a doubt.
I mean, that's a pretty serious claim. Did you speak to the police?
Yes. But they said it meant nothing if Lizzie didn't report it herself.
He had some weird kind of hold over her.
But what about Tom's claim that Lizzie broke up with him on the night she disappeared?
Bullshit. He's just trying to cover his own ass.
Mm.
Don't believe a word that comes out of Tom Caruso's mouth, or any of his family for that matter.
Thank you so much for your time, Mr. and Mrs. Burdett. Some very distressing claims there from Miles and Sylvie, the parents of Lizzie Burdett. Join me next episode where we'll hear from one of Lizzie's oldest friends, someone who's known her since the first day of kindy at Belhaven Primary. Make sure you don't miss it by...
Bloody hell. Alice, hey. Sorry, I haven't been ignoring you.
All good. I just wanted to check you're okay.
Well, seeing your face sure helps.
You do look a bit stressed in the most adorable way, of course.
Yeah, well, shit's getting pretty real here.
Family can do that, hey.
I feel like I'm 15 again, especially seeing Tom. Ugh, I hate myself when I'm around him.
On baiting you, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's always been like that. Loved humiliating me in front of his friends and Lizzie. His mom and pa were never around to see it, of course.
Did he ever hit you?
Oh, yeah. But it was more the way he got into my head, you know? Like, remember that big scar on my leg?
Tom did that.
Well, not exactly. When his mates came around, I used to just stay in my room. This one day, they'd been here for hours and I was starving. And so I tried sneaking past them into the kitchen. And sure enough, Tom caught me, pinned me down, sat on me, just hilarious stuff. Then he dared me to jump off the balcony into the pool. Said he'd give me $50 if I had the balls to do it. Wait, hey, I'll show you. Two floors. Annoying thing is, I would have been fine if I hadn't landed on the robotic pool cleaner. You see that grey chunky thing in the corner there?
Jesus, Noah.
Tore my thigh right open. The water turned red. It was like Jaws 10.
Why did you do it?
I don't know. I guess I was trying to prove myself in some weird way.
To Lizzie?
Yeah. Probably. I never understood what she saw in Tom. You know, Lizzie was the one person who ran for help while the others just stood there staring at me. And how did I return the favor, huh? My brother was probably beating her up the whole time and I didn't even notice.
Did you ever see Tom hurt her?
Nah. He acted like a different person with her. But...
Go on.
It's nothing. Hey, I better go. I've got to cook this bloody family dinner.
If you know something, Noah, you should speak up. You owe it to yourself as much as anyone else.
I was just a kid.
Stop doubting yourself.
Sounds like he's here.
I couldn't come. I am dying to meet.
You will.
Champagne, huh?
Hey, bro.
Only the best for our Tom.
Your father and I are so happy to have you here, Tom Bell.
Good to see you too, Ma.
So happy.
And you're looking well, Pa.
Ah, don't lie.
Okay, true. You were in slightly better shape when I saw you last.
Ha! Oh, I could still bloody walk last time you saw me.
Your dad's last spinal operation didn't go as well as we'd hoped, but the doctor said he could be back on his feet if he keeps up his physio. We're still working on that.
Well, smells amazing, Noah. Reminds me of Nonno's Involtini.
It is Nonno's Involtini, Bella.
Well, you clearly inherited his talents.
Well, I did spend a lot of time following him around, mostly to avoid you.
Oh, really? Oh, so I guess I did you a favour then, eh?
Boys, keep it civil.
Oh, they're playing rough. Okay. The champagne is out because our Tom has some news.
Okay. Here we go.
Come on, Tom. They better
bloody tell us.
Drum roll, please. Bianca and I are having a baby.
Oh.
What?
Dommy.
Oh, my God.
A baby, really?
You make me happy.
Wow.
You give your mama a hug, Bella.
Bloody hug, too. Top up a glass, Bella. Oh, congratulations,
thanks, Pa.
You're going to be a father?
Yep, dropped by to tell you last night. But the moment didn't seem appropriate.
I heard you were doing fly-in, fly-out work.
No.
I guess you won't be around much for the baby either, huh?
As a matter of fact, Bianca and I just bought a house in Broome.
No!
Oh.
You bought a house?
Yeah. She's working in tourism now.
Ah.
And I'm studying to be a teacher.
You who has been very bright.
A teacher? Of what? Kickboxing?
No!
What was that?
You heard.
Kickboxing? You want a lesson in kickboxing? Is that what you said?
No, I don't want you to show me kickboxing. Apparently you showed Lizzie, though.
No.
Oh, okay. Here we go. All right, already? Really?
Covered in bruises? Does that remind you of anything?
Okay. Jesus Christ, Noah.
Tommy! Stop whining.
Seriously, Dad? Noah basically just accused me of murder. Aren't you going to say something? What? You think I'm guilty now too, eh?
Well, he wouldn't be alone there, Tom. Half the town thinks you're guilty.
Noah,
no one asked you.
That's enough! Both of you!
No, I want to hear you say it, Pa. You blame me for everything, don't you?
He doesn't.
The restaurant failing.
Oh,
so. Even your broken back's probably my fault now, yeah?
Don't be ridiculous.
Meanwhile,
Tom.
Mr. Golden Boy over here can do no
Shut
wrong.
Up, Tom.
If it wasn't for you, Ma, I wouldn't be stepping foot in this house.
Don't you go bringing your mother into this. What are you trying to do, Tom? This family not good enough for you anymore, huh?
What? That's not what I said at all. Are you kidding me? Will you listen
Everybody,
to me, Dad?
Please calm down. This is meant to be a celebration. If anyone is to blame here, it's Lizzie Burdett.
Ma, Lizzie is the victim.
What was she thinking? Walking home alone in the middle of the night.
Oh,
and
God.
Now we're the ones suffering because of her stupidity. We can't even have a family dinner without tearing each other apart.
No, we can't. Welcome home, Tom. It's your turn to babysit.
Don't you walk out that door, Noah Caruso! I'm warning you!
Oh, Jesus, Noah, I get it. I won't mention you in the podcast again.
That's not why I'm here, Rachel. I want to talk to you about the night Lizzie disappeared.
You Don't Know Me was written and adapted from the Sarah Foster book of the same name by Jacqueline Bassanelli. It stars
Aaron Glenane as Noah,
Catherine Van Davies as Rachel,
Andrew Steele as Tom,
Dina Pinozzo as Katarina,
Anastasia Fineri as Alice,
Johnny Pasvolsky as Raphael,
Alex Malone as Sophie,
D.
Di Adams plays Sylvie.
Stephen Shanahan plays Miles.
Series producer, Tina Matalov. Director, Rosalind Oates. Executive producer and head of factual and drama at Listener Original Podcasts, Jennifer Goggin. Audio engineer, Liam Moses. Audio production, sound design, mix and original music by Matt Nikolic. Production and sound consultation, Matthew Dwyer. Story sourcing, development and casting, Bob Campbell. Commissioning, Grant Blackley and Grant Tothill. You Don't Know Me is a co-production between Bryden Media and Listener.